The promise of temporal prosperity. With repentance and willingness to advance by faith, came the promise of temporal prosperity, from this day will I bless you. To Zerubbabel their leader, who had been so sorely tried through all the years since their return from Babylon, was given a precious message. The day was coming when the enemies of God's people would be cast down. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee. Now the governor of Israel could see the meaning of the providence that had led him through discouragement and perplexity. God never leads his children otherwise than they would choose to be led if they could see the end from the beginning and discern the glory of the purpose that they are fulfilling. Haggai and Zechariah roused the people to put forth every possible effort for rebuilding the temple, but the Samaritans and others devised many hindrances. On one occasion, the provincial officers of Medo-Persia visited Jerusalem and requested the name of the one who had authorized the restoration of the building. If the Jews had not been trusting in the Lord for guidance, this inquiry might have resulted disastrously. But the officers were answered so wisely that they decided to write to Darius Hystaspes, directing his attention to the original decree made by Cyrus, which commanded that the house of God at Jerusalem be rebuilt and the expenses be paid from the king's treasury. Darius searched for this decree and found it, whereupon he directed those who had made the inquiry to allow the rebuilding of the temple to proceed. Let the work of this house of God alone, he commanded. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. The king further decreed that severe penalties be meted out to those who should alter the decree, and he closed with the remarkable statement, may the God who has caused his name to dwell there overthrow any king or people that shall put forth a hand to alter this, or to destroy this house of God which is in Jerusalem, RSV. For months before this decree was made, the Israelites had kept on working by faith, the prophets helping them by means of timely messages.